A few weeks ago, I was on a team call. We needed to do something simple. Generate an SSH key on each person's laptop and paste it into a chat. 3 minutes per person. It took us 25 minutes. Not because the command was hard. The command is one line. It took 25 minutes because people couldn't copy text out of a terminal, couldn't use arrow keys to recall the last command, and got confused when Control plus C didn't do what they expected. These are smart people. They build campaigns, run ads, write briefs that clients pay for, and they got stuck on copy-paste in a black rectangle. I'm not telling that story to dunk on anyone. I'm telling it because that meeting was the most honest diagnostic I'd had on the state of my own company in 2 years. The gap between I'm good with computers and I can actually do work with computers in a way that compounds with AI is enormous. It's the gap that decides who has a desk job in 5 years. Two things are true at once. There are real reasons the gap exists. Most people on my team grew up on iPhones, inside walled gardens that hide the file system, hide the network, hide the actual machine. That's not their fault. The second thing that's true is that none of that matters anymore. The work changed. The tools changed. AI ate the boring middle of office work. The gap still has to close. The digital native myth turned out to be wrong. Since 2021, computer science professors have been writing about students who don't understand file directories. They grew up with the abstraction layer, and the abstraction is exactly what AI tools require you to peel back. To use Claude Code or Cursor, you need to understand where files live, how processes run, what a path is, how to copy text between windows. These are 1995 skills. A lot of people who can swipe through TikTok at 60 frames per second have never been forced to learn them. I'm a millennial. I grew up on DOS and Windows and Linux, switched to Mac in 2006. I'm at home in a terminal and at home in Figma. That's not bragging. It's an accident of timing. Anyone born between roughly 1982 and 1995 had to learn the underlying systems because the abstraction layer didn't exist yet. And we got to enjoy the abstraction when it arrived. We can drop down a level. Gen X often dismisses AI as hype. Fair instinct? Wrong call this time. Gen Z grew up on the abstraction and often can't drop below it. Millennials are positioned to bridge those walls. That's worth zero if we don't actually use it. Goldman Sachs estimates 300 million jobs globally are exposed to AI automation. In the US, AI can automate tasks that account for 25% of work hours. Office and admin support is 46% exposed. Anthropic's own data shows computer programmers are at 75% task coverage with Claude, customer service reps at 70%, data entry at 67%. The first wave of displacement is global outsourcing. Manual SEO work, basic content writing, basic design, junior dev tasks. We had a contractor recently send a long AI-written explanation of why his manual SEO work wasn't performing. The point isn't the contractor. The point is the category. That category just got eaten by software that costs $99 a month. What survives is real client relationships, strategic synthesis, judgment, taste, in-person trust, true creative work, and anything physical. If you can fix a transmission or run a kitchen line, you're fine. The middle of the knowledge work pyramid is collapsing.
The new ceiling for one person is wild. A peer of mine runs 5 Claude Max accounts at $200 each, generates 22 SVG videos in 2 hours for under a dollar, ships iPhone apps over a weekend, and spends about $1,000 a month on Claude to replace about $60,000 a month in human labor. He's not a special genius. The tools are. He's just been willing to live in them every weekend for 18 months. The compounding is brutal. That's the bar your competitors are about to clear. The skills your team needs are basic and unglamorous. Terminal basics, Git fundamentals, prompting like a manager who treats AI like a junior employee with infinite patience, daily Claude code or cursor workflow, MCP servers, reading and editing Markdown and YAML, APIs at a conceptual level, knowing when to verify versus trust output, async work with long-running agents, building your own tools instead of waiting for SaaS. The MIT Nanda report from 2025 said 95% of enterprise AI pilots fail to produce measurable returns. That's real. and it's mostly about big companies failing for big company reasons. A small team with a clear use case and a $200 Claude Max subscription is in the 5% almost by default. Here's what we're doing this quarter. SSH and Terminal Basics Workshop, mandatory. Required prompting course. Claude Max for every team member, not optional. Time tracking on AI-assisted versus manual work. Seeing your team members ship at least one client deliverable a week through Claude Code or Cursor, and build one internal tool by end of Q2. Not everyone makes it across this gap. Some won't try, some can't. The kind thing and the honest thing is to be clear about it now, instead of pretending later. If you want a team, you owe them the truth that the work is changing, plus the time and tools to clear the new floor. I'm not frustrated about the gap anymore. I see it clearly. The cost of starting now is small. The cost of starting in 12 months is enormous. The cost of never starting is your business. Pick the floor, train the team, own the tools, ship the work. The rest sorts itself out.